Hey, VV Nation. Well, you found our podcast on your favorite platform for podcasts. We know that you'll love the content, and hopefully it makes you better informed investors in the stock market. Be sure to follow us on social media. You can go to YouTube, Facebook, Reddit, and Instagram. Just search for VectorVest, and remember, we do the work, you reap the rewards. Hey, VV Nation, welcome to our channel. My name is Glenn, Senior Stock Market Strategist for VectorVest, and I've got a banger for you today because I got a stock that's way high on my radar along with the industry that it's in. Well, you want to know what that is? We're going to get into that in a second, but it all stems from a lot of the tensions that are going on in the Red Sea. It is the industry of transportation shipping. All right, all of these shipping companies are avoiding the Red Sea. And then we've also got issues going on with the Suez Canal and the Panama Canal with droughts going on there. So the shipping industry might be in some dire straits to a certain degree. And the company that I'm going to talk about, well, again, I'm going to talk about that in a second, but it's in the shipping industry. Let's start off with some news first. New disruptions, geopolitics. Hangover the 2024 supply chains. Now, I figured that this should have hit by now, but it really hasn't. On paper, we should be experiencing some supply issues. If ships are not going through the Red Sea, they have to take a big turn around the Cape of Good Hope. That's going to be a problem. And these shipping companies should be beneficiaries because now, because of the slowness, you have to pay them a little bit more money to get your stuff. So, now, I wanted to show again what was going on with the Cape of Good Hope. That's where ships are migrating from. The dotted line show the previous year. This is what's going on right now. Holy smokes. A lot more shipping companies are going around the Suez Canal, the Panama Canal, and the big way to go is the Cape of Good Hope. With that, look at this. I don't know if everybody understands this. This is the normal route that you would take. And it takes about 11,000 nautical miles, but going around the Cape of Good Hope adds 3,000 more nautical miles, putting it 8 to 10 days longer. This is why I say that the supply issue should already be an issue on paper, but it hasn't come into that yet. And how do I know? Well, not really. How about the PPI levels, the producer price index, the price that people have to pay to get the goods? And going around to the Cape of Good Hope, it's going to take longer. These people are going to pay more money to get the goods, which will then pass down to us. It did rise a little bit, 2.1% in the 12 months through March, according to the April 11th release of the U.S. Bureau of Labor Statistics, which updates PPI monthly. So we do know that inflation, this is inflationary, is a big topic right now. Is it rising? Is it falling? Is it sticky? Is it hot? Is it this? Is it that? Blah, 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 blah. But this, coupled with the shipping, could make this a bigger issue. And again, on paper, it seems like it should already be an issue, but it ain't there yet. All right, let's get into the software real quick, and let's look at where shipping stands in regards to all of the industries that we track. Currently, we track 222 industries. Transportation ship is number 50. It's in the top 25% of all of the industries that we track, which is interesting. So it's not just a fly-by-night thing. It is an industry that is in the top 25% of all of the industries, which really caught my attention. All right, let's go to the watch list viewer. And now here's my stocks. And this is the stock that I want everybody to keep on their radar. And that's SHIP, S-H-I-P. It is an undervalued stock. It's up today almost 9%. It's got good upside potential with relative value above 1, relative safety below 1. This makes it an aggressive stock. It is in an uptrend. It is a VST above 1, and it goes up more than it goes down by way of the comfort index. It is a buy recommendation, 19% earnings growth. And look at this, what I always like to look at, twice the sales growth. Twice the sales growth is twice the earnings growth. I really like this stock. I need you to keep your eyes on it. I've got a couple of other stocks that are in this space Daniels, also undervalued, and Costamir, also undervalued. Daniels has a relative value above one. The CMRE does not. This one is more of the speculative play, but if the industry is rising, this could cause the stock to rise as well. Looking at the earnings and the earnings growth rate, negative on Daniels, both on earnings growth rate and sales growth rate. But look at Costamir. Negative earnings growth rate, but look at the sales growth rate, even bigger than SHIP. All right, let's graph these all real quick. I'm looking at the near perfect indicator graph. I see that SHIP is in a big channel. We do have trend. We just got trigger off of a low trough in RT. I think that this is getting ready to break out, but I'd like to see it go above this three-month high of $9.42. The next one, DAC. Well, a little bit of a downtrend, beautiful trend line, hasn't been able to break, but I see a little bit of a hammer forming. If I had a hammer, I'd hammer in the morning. I got a little hammer, could be on its way up. We'll see, let it come to you. And the second one, CMRE, a third one, CMRE, same scenario. I think it's because the industry is on the rise. These stocks are getting ready to be poised to go up. Now, all I need you to know for this video is that SHIP is high on my list, high on my radar. I want you to keep your eyes on that. As time goes along, we will be doing updates to this. I really am feeling this stock. Now, I'm not telling you to go buy it. I want you to be aware of a stock that's on my radar. If all of these stocks or any of these stocks are new to you, type the word new to let me know that at least I brought something that you didn't know about to the table. That lets me know that I'm doing my job in giving you some good guidance on things that you did not know about. Folks, if you're brand new to the channel and you like this content, make sure you hit the subscribe button, hit the bell icon so you'll be alerted when videos like this come out. If you like the content that I gave you today, hit the like button, share the content, let other people in your circles know what we are doing for you guys as well. So, short video, short to the point. This video is over. And until the next time, folks, see ya. Hey, VV Nation, do you have access to the VectorVest tool, the most powerful tool in the industry right now? No? Well, I'm going to give you an opportunity to take advantage of an outstanding deal. Simply go to www.vectorvest.com/YT. You can take advantage of VectorVest 30 days for $9.95. That's an outrageous price for a trial. So what do you get? Well, you get the opportunity to see how we have outperformed the S&P 500 by over 2,000% for the last 20 years. We'll go down and we can see that we track over 18,000 stocks globally and have access to analyzing those. And we've got 25 years of accurate market predictions. Yes, folks, we time the market. Simply, folks, all you have to do is go to www.vectorvest.com/YT. $9.95 for 30 days. And we offer a hassle-free refund. Folks, take advantage of it right now. Thank you for supporting our podcast and for being a part of VV Nation. Remember, you can always get a free stock analysis on your stocks. Simply go to vectorvest.com/free. Type in your symbol, submit your email, and we will email your analysis.